Making, ya kao, pana.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you're tuned to the Sunday, December the 4th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming live on WMFO.org and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown. And we are bringing you on this edition of Sounds of Praise, and for the next two Sundays as well, top hits of the year 2016 and music of the Christmas season. Let's see, let's go back on this last set. You heard Third Day with Do You Hear What I Hear. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy broke it up with Bless the Lord. Richard Smallwood and Vision, along with Esteban, with a Christmas doubleheader, O Come Emmanuel. Then we heard from Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray you have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if so, please contact me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Donnelly, DarnelleyVB at Verizon.net. That's DarnelleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll send material out to you to let you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And then we conclude the set with Israel Houghton with T-Bone and New Breed and Te Amo. I love you. God loves you too. And that's the main thing. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to remind you again, we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. That way we'll know what to do and how to pray and praise God with you for what He's doing in your life and how He's going to bring you through the various tests and trials you're facing in life today. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Music of the Christmas season, the late Nat and the late Natalie Cole, and this is the very famous Christmas song here on Sounds of Praise.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so we're offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Natalie Cole and the Christmas Song here on Sounds of Praise, as we feature top hits of the year 2016 and music of the Christmas season. And this song came out in 2009, but it's still hanging in there. One of the top hits on Sounds of Praise for 2016, Fred Hammond from the album Love Unstoppable, Lord How I Love You.
Lord, my heart is yours, it all belongs to you. I give you all the glory, yes, I love you. I worship and adore, I'm gonna tell you more. Oh Lord, how much I really do love you. And I love you, Lord, oh I love you, I love you, Lord, oh I love you, I love you, Lord, oh I love you, Lord, I wanna say that I love you. Me say,
that
You are worthy. You are worthy.
Right, praise him, brothers. Lift him up, lift him up.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
Sisters, can you join in and sing it with us? Tell him how you feel. It's all right if you worship. Just sing it where you are.
And it's 7:14 here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you're being blessed as much as I am as we bring this program to you. Okay, one, let you know that we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise, but it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Tamala Mann, along with Kirk Franklin, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry.
even if I tried. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. Yeah.
It's 7:25 here on Sounds of Praise. We're into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests and a couple of praise reports as well. We're praying for DB. DB asked for God's hand of protection and his blessings on a presentation that he has to make this week. DB is praising God for his hand of protection and looking for his blessings on a presentation that he has to make this week. We're praying for my wife that she's returning from North Carolina this morning. It's plane supposed to get in at 8:47. Give me time to get from the station to the airport and pick her up. Pray that she and all those with traveling with her will have a safe return. EB. We're praying for AG. AG has two herniated discs in her back, and they're planning to treat her with steroids, but she wants to be healed by Jesus without the steroid treatment. AG, two herniated discs in her back, wants to be healed by Jesus without the steroid treatment. And then we're praying for Ruth. Ruth is looking for a new job. And we're praying that God's going to open doors and make ways. He said he's the God of the open door. The door that he opens, no man can shut. And the door that he shuts, no man can open. We're praying for Ruth, who's looking for a new job. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Haven't heard from her in more than a month. We're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf. She has a number, or she had a number of physical problems and was also looking for the ability to overcome smoking. We pray that God's going to minister powerfully in the life of Michelle of Medford. We're praying for EP. EP has been diagnosed with two blood clots in her leg. EP, we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her behalf and deliver her from the blood clots in her leg. And then we have a prayer request for a young baby, Kayana. Kayana has been suffering with a fever and upper respiratory problems, and probably been diagnosed with pneumonia, which is affecting her heart rate. It's been beating extra fast. We're praying that God's going to minister in the life of Kayana, a young baby with upper respiratory problems, a fever, and probably pneumonia, which is affecting her heart rate. And then we're praying for Debbie. Debbie has problems hearing the truth. And we're praying that God's going to open up her understanding and may she recognize the need to be open to the things that may not be pleasing to her, but if they are truthful, we pray that she'll be able to recognize them. Many people don't receive the gospel in along those same way because they don't want to recognize the truth and the fact that they are sinners born in sin and shaped in iniquity, the Bible says. We all come under that condemnation. That's why Jesus came, to deliver us. And we pray that he's going to minister powerfully in these requests as well. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring this praise report and these prayer requests before God's throne. Father, we thank you for DB. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection, how you blessed and strengthened and provided for him in the past, and how you're able to work powerfully in his life and the various things he's facing this week. We pray, O Lord, that as he goes about preparing for this presentation he has to make, that you will be with him, give him your wisdom, give him your knowledge, give him your understanding. May he recognize, yields himself to you and to your control. Nothing, absolutely nothing negative can take place because he's yielded to you, and you are the God who is the master of every situation. So even when negative things come into our lives, we know, Almighty God, you said because of our faith and our trust in you, you are able to make a way of escape that we are able to bear it. So we're claiming victory and continue to praise you for what you've done in this individual's life, and may his life continue to be a blessing in your sight, a greater blessing than ever before, as you bring him victoriously through this presentation and all the other things he may encounter as he lives his life for you. In Jesus' blessed name we pray, amen. We're praying for my wife and those who travel with her to North Carolina. They're coming back this morning. We pray, O Lord, that you would bless them while they were there, and that you would bring them back safely, Lord. The plane's supposed to get in before 9 o'clock this morning. We pray, O Lord, it'd be a safe landing, and that all things would go well while they're traveling, and their lives would continue to speak for you and continue to be a blessing in your sight as we yield ourselves to you and to your control. in claiming victory in that situation in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who we haven't heard from in more than a month, we pray, O Lord, that you're ministering powerfully in her behalf. You're going to deliver her from all the various physical ailments that she's been suffering through. We pray, O Lord, that you would also deliver her from smoking. And she continued to be able to go to church on Sunday and grow stronger in you as she hears your word preached and taught. And may she eventually be a vessel through whom your blessings might flow as well. So the things she knows of you and the things you delivered and brought her victory through, may she be able to pass them on to others, that they may come to know you as personal Lord and Savior and grow stronger in you. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' name. Amen. And for EP, suffering with two blood clots in her leg, Father, we pray you would take this individual in the palm of your hand, Lord, and bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, let healing virtue flow out because you are the healing Christ. By your stripes, we can attain healing. And we're claiming victory in her life right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her and the many family members who are concerned and praying for her. We pray, oh Lord, you would bless them together, Lord, and make them a blessing. And may their lives in the future be even strengthened in encouragement to others because of what you brought them through. May their testimony, O Lord, be a source of deliverance so that many might come to know you, love you, serve you, and receive your blessings is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Ruth, who's looking for a new job, Father, we pray with open doors and make ways, Lord, during this holiday season. Difficult to be without a steady income, but you are the God who said, I am the God of the open door. And we pray with open doors for her that no man can shut, and that you would shut doors that no man can open, so she may go through the right door that you have for her, the door of blessing, the door of victory, the door of provision, the door of strength and anointing and deliverance that you alone can give. May her life continue to speak for you. May she be a greater witness, a greater testimony in the days which are ahead as she yields herself to you and to your control, that you might do great and marvelous things in and through her life as you provide exactly what she needs, exactly when she needs it. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for AG, who's suffering with two herniated discs in her back, Father, we pray that you would minister powerfully in her life as well. Touch her and send forth healing that is greater than what the doctors can do. The doctors want to treat her with steroids, Lord, but you are able to do more than what medicine and science can accomplish because you are the healing Christ. You took all those stripes in your back even before you went to the cross so that healing might be available. You say in your word that by your stripes we were healed, meaning it's there for us to claim and to receive. And we thank you, O Lord, for all you're going to accomplish in this life. And may your life be a greater testimony in the days which are ahead because she received this tremendous benefit and blessing from your hand in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Kayana, that young baby who is suffering with a fever and upper respiratory problems and pneumonia, which is affecting her heart rate, Father, we pray you would touch her right now. She can't pray for herself, but we are lifting her up before your throne. And you said that you would want the little children to come unto you and to forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And so we pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in her life, strengthen her parents, Lord, as they continue to minister in her behalf and continue to pray in her behalf. Grant her the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. Even though she may be too young to remember this in later days, may her parents tell her of how she's received tremendous healing and deliverance in while she was yet a baby, and that she might recognize the need to surrender herself to you and to your control so her life might speak for you in the days which are ahead. And we thank you, O Lord, because of all you're going to accomplish is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Debbie, who has difficulty hearing the truth, Lord, we pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize that she needs to be open to that which is said, and she be able to reject that which is not right, but receive that which is true. Because we know, oh Lord, you are the God of all truth, and your gospel is the good news that opens up the hearts and lives of individuals who may have been hardened in their way, but you're able to soften every heart. And you're able to make ways and open doors that only you can make. And we pray, oh Lord, you administer powerfully in behalf, since she might have authority over others. May she recognize, oh Lord, the need to be yielded to you and to follow your direction and not her own mind. And may her life be transformed because of what you're going to accomplish in and through her life. And we pray for total victory in the days which are ahead in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:35 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, and we're only on the air on Sunday from 5 until 8 a.m., if you have a prayer request at any other time, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as I receive that information, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. And if no one's there, you can still leave your message on our answering system. That's 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me personally at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, I'll begin praying for you as soon as I receive your information. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. You don't have to carry those burdens all by yourself. God's given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. And it's our right, it's our privilege, it's our obligation to pray. And also to praise God with those out there who are going through trials or who have been blessed and delivered by his hand. Nothing encourages faithful prayer more than others to hear what God has done in the life of someone else. And God is not a respecter of person. What he's done for someone else, he's well able to do in your life as well. 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. I don't know about you, but I've been having a fantastic time this morning playing music of the Christmas season and also some of the top hits of the year 2016. And this is a Christmas song. Babbie Mason, and the song's entitled Jesus is His Name, here on Sounds of Praise.
They brought gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
What did they call that little bitty baby?
King Jesus is his name.
What did the heavenly host proclaim?
King Jesus is his name.
Who would have thought this tiny lad would hold all power in his hand? Tell me, what did they call? And they knelt in awe of this king they found. The manger held such a holy sight. This gift from heaven would bring them life. Life forever in a heavenly place. For every nation, color, every creed and race. In the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. What do you call that little bitty baby?
King Jesus is his name.
Oh, what do the heavenly hosts proclaim?
King Jesus is his name.
Tell me, who would have thought this tiny lad would hold all power in his hand? Tell me, what do you call him?
King Jesus is his name.
Tell me, what do you call him?
7:43 here on Sounds of Praise. That was Babby Mason and King Jesus is his name. Karen Clark Sheard is coming up next here on Sounds of Praise along with her sisters, the Clark Sisters. And this is a song that came out quite a few years ago. It was brought back in an album called Karen Clark Sheard, The Ultimate Collection. And it was quite a favorite here on Sounds of Praise in the year 2016. So here is Karen and the sisters and Jesus is a love song here on Sounds of Praise.
And complete.
In the background, we have Joanne Brown in How We Love You, and along with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I'm going to have to wrap up right quick because I've got to go to the airport, pick the wife up. So it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying hopefully you enjoyed the program. Plan to be back next Sunday with more top hits of the year 2016 and music of the Christmas season. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken.